Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, world family. This is Imhotep, Dr. Imhotep, Ismail al-Bafil, Chief Force No Limit. We're here again to just give some guidance and hook people into themselves, hook people into the real. How's everybody doing today? The theme of the day's show is how to stop being broke. Because that's a really, really major problem that people are having right now. Just how to hook up, how to get in tune with themselves, and how to find their power. So what's up, world family? Thanks for tuning in again. I haven't been on the air for a while, but I got inspired by that whole concept of just being broke. And I really want to help a lot of people, as many people as I can, stop being broke. The theme of our show and our sponsor today is T-Force Herbal Elixir. That's our sponsor. I've given you the theme that we're dealing with. Our other sponsor is CodeStream Labs. Learn how to code in as little as 12 weeks. CodeStreamLabs.com. Build a future. So, yeah, like I said, I got inspired by what I see around me, and I really wanted to just connect with everybody in the Chief Force No Limit World family about that concept. Because it's like, there's just a lot of energy out there right now. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of pressure on people to go in different directions. You think about, where should you be going? What should you be doing, and what should you be tuning into? And one of the main reasons, I think, why people are broke have to do with the power and the resources that you have and how you're connecting with them, how you're using them, and how you're utilizing the things in your environment that you want to hook you up. A lot of times we're tripping and we see things in our environment and we think that things are going to happen on their own. I think that's one of the major reasons of being, that a lot of people are broke, is that they're not motivated to change. And that comes from many factors. I think the number one reason, because, come on, I've been broke before. You know, I'm living in the world just like you. Imhotep is here, you know, like all people, and nobody's perfect. You know, you're here. We're put in this world to have trials. We're put in this world to have tests. I think the main number one reason that why people are broke, and the number one way to stop being broke, is to realize first and foremost that you're not broke. Think about it. How many billions of eggs and sperm were trying to get to the position that you're in right now? Now, think about that. How many billions of sperm or, you know, who were trying to get to the egg, and you came out? So you can't be broke. You're wealthy. That's the first number one rule of how to stop being broke, is to realize that you're born onto a wealthy universe. You're born, and you were given a life when there were a lot of people trying to get that life. A lot of beings were trying to get out and get into the world with you. But you made it out of all of that. So that's the first rule of stop being broke, is to realize that you could not possibly be broke. Think about it. You could not possibly be broke for a lot of reasons. Another reason, and another way to stop being broke, is to realize that you're walking around in a multi-billion-dollar supercomputer robotic body called the human body. I mean, think about Think about right now, they're trying to imitate the human body with technology, and they haven't been able to do it. They're just, so you can't be broke. I mean, it's impossible in the sense that, I know this is philosophical and it's, you know, I'm talking about a lot of different points, but I'm just using that to emphasize something. It's impossible for you to be broke because you're walking around in the most expensive machine pretty much that has ever been created, the human body. And when you think about all the different things that, all the processes and how much money it would cost you if you hadn't been given it by your parents, I mean, that should shake you up right now about being broke. That should reboot you. And if that doesn't do it, I've got a couple of visualizations that we're going to do in a few minutes. Again, I want to thank our sponsors, CodeStreamLabs.com. Learn how to code in 12 weeks, 12 to 24 weeks. You can learn how to code. It's an amazing program. We take just about anybody from anywhere, teach them how to code, teach them how not only to code, but how to deal with different levels of their lives, their consciousness, and ways to get into the tech industry. And also understand about we do a lot of work with inner software development, how to develop your personality and the power that you have to create another life for yourself. That's a big part of our How to Stop Being Broke program as well, showing you how to learn software engineering, software development, without a university degree, and to turn your life around. And people say, well, Imatep, there are a lot of programs out there. What makes yours any different from the rest? And I'll tell you really quickly. I got a chance to actually hang around Dev Bootcamp when it first started. I was never an actual student, but I did get to elicit the strategy of a guy that came to be kind of a friend of me, Sharif Bissay, the founder. And what I found is that there are certain physiologies that I've put into our program that I've tapped into, certain strategies and certain energy physiologies that I tapped in from him, just being around him, their program, and a lot of the other programs that I've seen. And what I found out, there's one core ability that we all must have to be successful in development, startups, life, and anything. And that core principle that we need and core cofactor is desire. Anything that you want, if there's a substantial amount of energy and life force behind your intention, you can change. So I created that program at CodeStream Labs to help people who were really strongly compelled to change their life and to create a dynamic and compelling future for themselves. So I obviously another shout out to the program. Another way that you can really stop being broke right now is to change your physiology, your energy body, and we do that with nutrition. G-Force Herbal Elixir is a dynamic energy supplement that has been developed by CodeStream Labs to help you to do that. There are lots of supplements on the market, et cetera. And people will say, well, Imatep, why should we do this one? It's really simple. It's an awesome product that will jumpstart your life force. The major component to how to stop being broke that you need to access is you have two specific factors that you need. One is you need to change your energy body. That's what G-Force Herbal Elixir is all about. It takes a lot of energy to change your belief systems and your patterns. Future behavior is, in most cases, determined by present actions and past behaviors. So what we're about is the science of change. The same science that I had a chance to work with various NFL athletes that I've had the honor of working around, as well as people in business. But getting back to how to stop being broke and focusing on our goal today, the first and most important thing is you've got to associate large amounts of pain with not changing. I think that's the number one way to stop being broke, is to focus pain with being in that financial situation. I mean, let's face it. You don't have to be a nuclear scientist to realize that the only way to improve on your present situation is to change your behavior in the present and to invoke where you want to go. Also to have a strong desire, a really strong desire to become another person, a different person, to escape the pain of your present action. If you're broke, that means a number of things, but one thing it means is that you don't have a vision for the future that you are actively implementing in the present. And, you know, it's just like, having been there myself, I understand the main problem you have right now is you need a strategy for changing. For instance, and to also realize that you're wealthy in this moment. You're not broke. You're a wealthy person. Just because you may not have money, does that mean that you are not flowing with and brimming with wealth? That's the main problem a lot of people who are broke have, is that in their need and passion to not be broke, they forget about that they couldn't possibly be broke, especially if they're in the United States or the West, specifically. If you're, for instance, I'm in sunny California. I could never be broke here because all I have to do is look at the weather. It's great. The other thing is all the opportunities. Like I said, if you're in the West, in the United States, like I am, in Startup Valley, Silicon Valley, the startup mecca, I couldn't possibly be broke. I'll give you an example. I was working in the startup industry after getting my degree in Chinese medicine. I was excited about learning software development. The problem was, I barely had like an AA in computer science. Of course, I have other degrees, but in computer science, I was almost complete with an AA. But then I realized something. I can go work for a startup right now if I can convince them to hire me. So I did. I had a series of startup jobs. I made some money, et cetera, et cetera. But I realized, okay, I want to break into software development, and it's very tight. But since I had worked as a product manager on various projects, with different high-level companies. I even worked with a top rock star at Accenture at one point. So I knew about product management, and I also knew that people needed products. I realized that, do I really need another job, or do I want to create a kick-ass product in the industry? And I found out that the latter was what I really wanted. And my old friend Sharif Bisset, when I was hanging out at Dev Bootcamp, I saw the blessing in him telling me that I didn't actually need his boot camp. What I really needed was to use my own creativity. I'll forever thank him for that. Again, getting back to what I was talking about, I created CodeStream Labs as a company to help people learn to code so that they would never have to worry about being broke again, because I realized that if they could develop software and not only outer software, but if they understood how to calibrate their human inner software, that they'd have a way of accumulating wealth. As Mark Andreessen says, software is eating up the world, and it's true. But what people don't realize that while making software is fun and great, you're already processing software 24/7 for your brain and your mind. So what we try to do that pretty much no other school is doing is that we show people how to develop inner software, the human inner software that you have, and how to calibrate it, develop it, eradicate any bugs in it, which is what bad negative belief systems are bugs in your software. When you have a negative belief system of any kind about anything, you're creating software bugs in your own brain. So what we like to do, and one of the ways we do this, is we like to clear these bugs up energetically and emotionally and physically. Because when you have negative attitudes or ideas, you're creating negative hormones. We use Chi Force Herbal Elixir, a substance sold at chiforceherbalelixir.com, to charge our life force, to clean our bloodstream, and to regenerate our cells. Because we realize the more oxygen you have, the sharper you're going to be and the more optimistic you're going to be. So we take Chi Force Herbal Elixir because we understand one thing and one factor. That is, you are not going to eradicate your brokenness, your poverty consciousness, and you're not going to be able to stop being broke with no energy. Remember, it takes energy. It took energy to get you in the situation you're in. It's going to take energy to get you into a higher level of awareness. So right now we're going to do a simple exercise to help you to get to that level where you want to go. Like in a second, we're going to put you in a state that will allow you to be to reflect a level of positivity rapidly that you really need to get where you want to be and to get out of this broke consciousness. The first thing you need to do is have vision, because as I said in the good book and a lot of other ones, without vision, you perish. And we know that in the startup community here in the Valley. You can have a hot idea, but if you don't have the vision and the strategy to implement it, it's not going to go anywhere. So the first thing I want you to do is relax. Take a deep breath, and I want you to see how it would be instantly if you were to stop being broke. What would you see? If you were to come up and finally break loose from the chains of poverty, what would you see? Would it be a tropical beach? Would it be a new laptop? Would it be you learning to code? Or would it be you doing yoga or Tai Chi, whatever? It could be anything. At the ocean, like me, I live a few blocks from the ocean, so that's pretty hot for me. I like to go to the ocean and chill out. What would you see? The next thing is, if you were to stop being broke, how would you be breathing? I want you to breathe that way now. If you were to let go of any obstacles for you being abundant, successful, wealthy, that you, as you already are, because you have oxygen, which means you can keep breathing and keep living. The other thing is, how would you feel? How would you walk if you were to stop being broke right now? Just instantly, I want you to just walk in the same way that you would if you were to acquire wealth. Or just say a six-figure job, six-figure a year job. How would you walk? The next thing is, what would you smell if you were to stop being broke right now? What would you smell? What would be some of the smells that you have that you'd be able to tap into? The next thing is, what would you hear? What are some of the sounds that you'd hear if you were to stop being broke right now? Tell me, just in an instant, what would you hear? Would it be people saying they want your services, perhaps? Would it be people inviting you on trips or to conferences or to trainings, possibly? So you get the idea. The last one is, what would you touch if you were to stop being broke right now? What would you touch? What are some of the objects? I want you to do a little remote viewing right now, and I want you to see the objects that you'd be touching. Maybe it's like brand new euros or dollars or gold or brand new car or a contract for a job. Right now, I just want you to see it in your mind's eye, remote view it, see it, target it, make it real. What would you see if you weren't being broke right now? Somebody giving you a job? Or you creating a, or designing a life for yourself? It's possible. Yes, see it right now. And I want you to smell those sounds that you smell if you weren't broke anymore, which you're not anyway. Okay. Come back right now. Just come up. Just feel that power. Can you feel it? Yeah. It's the power of your own potential that you have right there in your own being. Again, that's where it's at. If you need some help, like, again, I want to thank our sponsors, a couple of startups I've started myself, CodeStream Labs, learn how to code in 8 to 16 weeks. And it's on you. We help you. We have mentors. What makes our program any different from any other program out there is very simple. You have a full-stack developer daily to lead you through. You want to learn development, then you need a mentor. And we have a full-stack developer for every student to mentor you through the program. The language doesn't matter. We have Ruby on Rails. We have JavaScript. We have Objective-C and Swift. We have Java. And we have Python DevOps Hacking, where you learn not only how to program in Python, but you also learn how to be a Linux administrator as well. And then we have CodeStream Labs. In addition to that, we have our formula, G-Force Herbal Elixir, that you take to regenerate your system, because to make those breakthroughs, you need to have a better and a stronger and a more responsive physiology. You can't go anywhere without health. If your body is dead to this world, then you're in the next one and you have no relationship with the goal that you had, unless you're passing it on to your kids. So we want to keep you around and keep you super healthy so that you can reach the level of vitality it will take for you to get to the next level. Remember, when a rocket ship takes off, what happens? There's turbulence around it. That turbulence is the resistance of change and the resistance to change. So we want you to go beyond what you're doing now. The other thing is, one of the main things that keeps people broke is a lack of strategy. Just like one of my old colleagues said in a Chinese medical practice I had, it's more than just a notion. It is more than just a notion. It's an intention, and it's a certainty. This certainty will boot you to the next level, but you have to have it. You have to know 1,000% that you are not going to be broke anymore. That's the first thing, is gain certainty, gain insight, and above all, you need a strategy for change. Insanity is indeed doing the same thing over, expecting someone to hand you a six-figure job or $100,000 a month income, something ludicrous. But it's only ludicrous if you don't have a strategy. If you have a strategy, one thing I have noticed about the startup scene here is that dreams become reality every second. I've seen many people. I've seen people who are homeless, literally sleeping in the doorway of one of my buildings. A guy came up and started just an incredible startup here. So it happens every day, but it only happened. And I look at his case. I learned a lot from him, because one thing I realized, he was certain that this was going to pass, and it did. It was remarkable. So number one, get a sense of certainty. If you want to stop being broke, we're going to have a How to Stop Being Broke part two, too, to go even deeper. But get certainty of that this is just a change. And in the words of Bruce Lee, don't wish for an easy life. Wish for the strength to endure a hard one. Because if you want to break through and you want to stop being broke and you want to, like, come up, maybe you want to get your own startup, the first thing you got to have is a strong stomach for pain. Because pain is a wonderful thing. I remember when I first came to California, I had like $3 in my pocket. but I knew that I could come, and I was actually chosen to do a Tai Chi demonstration for this famous comedian, Dick Gregory, his teacher, the woman, Dr. Mina Fulton, who taught him everything he knew about holistic health. So I had to really throw down. But the point I'm getting you to see is certainty creates wealth. Certainty creates abundance. And as I said before, remember, you are already wealthy. That's the number one way to stop being broke, is to realize that your creator has put everything that you need at your feet for you to go to the next level. Again, remember our website, codestreamlabs.com, if you want to learn software development and how to hack code and get wealth from that, because you'll definitely stop being broke. It's a money-back guarantee. Roll with us. And for your energy and mental clarity, go to chiforceherbalelixir.com so that you can feel power of who you are and where you come from. That's the issue that a lot of people have. When they get caught up, they forget about roots. Never forget where you came from, who you are, and your debt to society and to your brethren and sisterin and our world family we have here. Again, codestreamlabs.com, our sponsors, learn how to code, and that's going to help you to gain wealth and insight. And go to chiforceherbalelixir.com. Get some of that herbal elixir, or some of that black seed to protect you against all the challenges, to give you the life force to create who you need to be. Remember, find a way or make one. Chi Force, no limit. Also, be aware, certainty, be sure, be smooth, be strong. Get down with the science, and the science will get down with you. Again, thanks for listening in, and tune in again next time. Remember, you have no limits, Chi Force, no limits. It's Dr. Imhotep signing off. Respect. Blessings, world family.